Childcare workers say they play a vital role in a child's early education, and it's time their pay reflected the importance of their work. Today, the union representing workers will lodge an equal pay claim with the Industrial Tribunal, Fair Work Australia. The union says childcare has historically been seen as women's work, meaning they're paid less than those with the same qualifications. With more, here's Eliza Harvey.
Megan Mason has been working in childcare for 7 years. She says it's a lot more than glorified babysitting.
I'm currently responsible for 16 2-3-year-olds. So a day in our life is obviously meeting all the basic needs, so food and toilet training and all of those sorts of things, but it's closely observing children to be able to identify their skills and their interests and to be able to plan education experiences around those that cater for who they are as an individual as well as part of the group.
She's got a degree in early childhood education and is paid above the award. But she still earns a lot less than she would teaching in a school. And that's the very point that the United Voice Union will make in its equal pay claim to Fair Work Australia today. National Union President Michael Crosby says the disparity stems from an outdated notion that childcare is women's work.
Honestly, if this were 98% men, would they tolerate that for 1 second? Of course they wouldn't. Our problem is that these are women. They've just been told in one way or another by society to suck it up and get on with it. They should be doing this job for love, not money. In this day and age, that is just not good enough.
If Fair Work finds in favour of the claim, workers would get an extra $10 an hour, which means government would have to fork out a further $1.4 billion a year. Childcare operators want the pay rise brought in as soon as possible. Cheryl Shigrov employs 200 people at her centres across South Australia and says if more staff leave the industry, the demand for childcare will only get worse.
And it really is crisis time. I'm concerned if I went back to my staff, if they don't hear some happy stories soon, I'm just concerned how many more people I lose. To see people who've been in this industry and are so, so skilled, and they go to, again, I'm not trying to be offensive, but they go and they stacking shelves or they go to retail and you think these are the most influential lives. We need the best of the best. We need the cream of the crop. And I want to open more centres, but with the staffing issue, it becomes near impossible. So I really would like them to look at this. This is a crisis and we need to unite. We need to be one for our future generation.
Childcare centre owner Cheryl Shigrov, ending that report by Eliza Harvey.